Aircheckdownloads.com.
Good morning.
Yeah, hi, good morning.
I can't get enough of your love, baby.
Good morning, it's Friday, the 11th of June. You're listening to Heart Breakfast with Jamie Theakston and Harriet Scott. Thanks for joining us on what's going to be a wet morning, I'm afraid. Should brighten up a little bit later on today.
It's like autumn.
Yeah. Currently, we've got 13 degrees in Tottenham. Highs of 20 today.
In our royal watch spot of a morning, the Earl and Countess of Wessex, Sophie and Edward, to you and me, they're in Northern Ireland. They went to visit an island called Raithlin Island, just off the northeast coast. It's got 100 residents, and their people had booked them into the Manor House, which is a very posh hotel. Basically, it's the only hotel on the island.
Sure.
And, but they had refused to tell the owners of the hotel exactly who their very special VIP guests were. So at the last minute, the owner of this hotel said, no, they're not coming. If you won't tell me who they are, they're not coming. Because he also said, he said, I was worried about the effect that the press intrusion would have on my family. There's 100 people on this island.
Mm.
Business can't be booming. You'd think any press attention would actually be a good thing.
Also, ban the press people from, if it's the only hotel on the place, ban the press people from coming.
Well, what happened in the end was because he just said to them, sorry, you know, the reservations, you know, cancelled, you can't come in. Sophie and Prince Edward had to go next door to a pub. Where they ate vol-au-vents and cocktail sausages and cakes, and they had pints of beer.
Oh, what kind of pub is this? The best pub in the world.
Don't you reckon they had the best time of their lives? They probably have one stuffy lunch after another, having to be nice to people everywhere they go. The news that they couldn't get into the posh hotel and had to go to the local boozer was probably the best part of the day.
They didn't have to sleep in the barn, though. It was like some kind of strange nativity scene.
Here's Robbie. It's 8 minutes past six.
How do you rate the morning sun?
No morning sun to speak of this morning, I'm afraid. In fact, just plenty of rain. It should brighten up, though, a little bit later on. Highs of 20 today. It is Friday, the 11th of June. This is a date that's been etched into my brain for 4 years now. A date which I've literally counted the days after England went out of 2006 in Germany after the penalty shootout against Portugal. All at that moment, I said, it's okay, because we've got the 11th of June, 2010 to look forward to.
Yeah.
And it seemed like an awfully long time ago then.
And here you are, married with kids.
Yeah.
I don't know why I felt that was relevant, but...
Yeah, but you're right.
If people judge their lives by World Cups, you remember what you were doing the last
one. Sure, absolutely, yeah. So, today is, you know, the start of the World Cup. It's a thrilling day. Today, then, the key games today, South Africa versus Mexico. Always the host nation kick off the World Cup. So, South Africa are playing Mexico, Uruguay playing France. You may think there's nothing for us to get excited about today because England don't play until tomorrow. But I always think it's two things to bear in mind when you're watching today's game, Age.
Okay.
South Africa, Mexico, always nice to support a home nation.
Yes.
Because if the home nation goes out, the tournament slightly loses some of its appeal. So it's quite fun to watch.
How will they do, South Africa? Are they any good?
Well, sadly, they're playing a strong Mexico side.
Yeah.
So I hopefully they'll, you know, qualify past the group stages. Okay. And then after that, Uruguay, France.
I'm done with after that. The one is enough.
Really? You
just
don't want to... You're not interested in the Uruguay, France game?
I know
you
French won't be watching are good.
Well, you know what? They're not actually... And they also qualified in contentious circumstances.
You've got about 10 more seconds of my interest.
Yeah, okay, we'll leave
tell
it at
me,
that.
Tell me about the French. They're not so good this year.
Don't you remember there was an Henri handballed it to go through against...
Yeah,
So they're kind of...
Pig,
exactly. Well, okay. Yeah, okay. They're not sort of... they're not the most popular.
Right.
So... There we go.
Do you know what? I like a match if there's a human interest story. If I have to watch a match at home, like of two teams I've never heard of, I just say to my husband, I say, right, give me a story. Let me know why I should care about this match and what are the implications of this match. Because I am so bored just watching a ball being kicked around the pitch.
I can understand that. Well, then hopefully maybe over the next month I'll be able to help you with that when we do a little a World Cup diary. It's the 11th of June coming up on this morning's show. Your chance to win a weekend away in Disneyland Paris for the whole family plus a gig with Enrique Iglesias. More details on the way.
Yeah.
Yes, madam.
Hello, I'm interested in the Fox.
EonEnergyFit.com for exclusions and conditions.
London's heart. Travel.
With GoCompare.com. Don't waste time. Go online.
6:16. Morning, Joanne.
Morning.
Are you looking forward to the weekend?
Yeah, can't wait for the football.
Are you going to be...
Yeah.
But would you watch today, though, or is that not real?
Oh,
really
no, I'll watch today
interest?
Because it's the host nation, and then I'll watch France because, obviously, most of the players are Arsenal players.
Right, so it's like watching Arsenal.
Watching Arsenal, yes, absolutely. Now, in Norwood, the A212 Church Road is closed both ways. It's 08000 68 60 80. It's 17 minutes past 6.
The weekend weather's not looking too bad. Saturday, dry with some sunny spells, highs of 21. And on Sunday, a couple of spots of rain about. It's 6:17.
Sometimes I feel like throwing my hands up in the air.
Make sure you give us a call this morning if it's your birthday. 0845 605 1062 is, of course, the number to call. Maybe someone in your family's got a birthday today. Get them on the phone. 0845 605 1062. It's your show. We'd love to have you on. Heart Breakfast with Jamie Theakston and Harriet Scott.
I've got my first play date around my house later.
I look forward to that.
Makes me sound a little bit like Hugh Hefner, though.
A little bit.
But I've got basically three girlfriends coming around with their little babies who are all about Louis's age, about 5 months, 6 months, and whatever. Is it wrong that I don't want them to dribble on his toys? Because I sort of think, it's all right, he can dribble on anything he likes, you know,
sure.
And on any furniture because he's mine. But they're all teething. they're all just going to dribble everywhere.
You've just got to let that happen, you know? You mustn't be too protective over your son's toys.
Okay, do you think? Needs to start
Stop
writing.
Stop dribbling on that! Come to my house!
I'll let you know how it goes. That's
and that is
on
my train set, and don't dribble on it.
Imagine trying to talk to a five-month-old like that. If you've got any
don't
advice,
dribble on that Peppa Pig dinner set.
If you've got any advice on how to have a successful play date, love to know. You can text the word heart and your message to 82122. And how long does it have to go on for as well? Here's Fife Dangerfield on Heart Breakfast. This is such a lovely song.
Don't dribble on Eagle Piggle. She plays the O2 tomorrow night. Also playing there on the 14th, 16th and 18th. That's Leona Lewis. She gave one of her fans some front row tickets the other day via her website after the fan had sent her some cuddly toys and had adopted two donkeys.
Oh, she likes donkeys.
For Leona.
Don't you remember that book?
Yeah, there was a donkey in the kitchen.
Donkey in the kitchen.
What am I gonna do? and she's Leona's tweet. I want to say a big thank you to Amy for your lovely cards and for adopting two donkeys for me. And in return, she's given us some tickets. So if you do want to go and see Leona at the O2 over the next few days, maybe send her a couple of donkeys. Maybe you got an ass at home. Ship it over.
You're listening to Heartbreak with Jamie Theakston and Harriet Scott. Now, this time next week, you could be heading out to Paris to see Enrique Iglesias performing live as part of Heart's Love Music Live. Your chance to win tickets to that coming up very soon on Heart Breakfast.
As you wake up this morning, London and the world prepares for the World Cup.
Plusnet Broadband epitomizes the best of the Yorkshire character.
Aircheckdownloads.com.